celebrate today the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three persons and one God, they're of one substance. And this certainly is a mystery for us. And we know that this is the case, that there are three persons and one God, because, well, Jesus revealed it to us. It was revealed to us when Jesus was alive. Specifically, we know that when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John the Baptist, that when he went into the water, the Holy Spirit, in the form of a dove, came down. And then we hear that the Father calls out and says, "This is my beloved Son." So you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit manifested in the baptism of Jesus. And then we recently heard in the Feast of the Ascension that when, just before Jesus ascends into heaven, he says, "Go out and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So again, Jesus is naming God, Trinitarian God, and certainly as Christians, we're baptized into God. We receive the Holy Spirit, become temples of the Holy Spirit in a Trinitarian formula. So we're baptized into God, in a sense. So we from these scripture passages we know. But what about someone who doesn't believe in the Bible, or someone who thinks it's not really the Word of God? Because we're called to share the good news, share that there is indeed a God. This is one of the things in our society today. It's like, it seems like God is sort of being pushed aside, like there isn't a God. But we know there's a God. And there's certain things, not just from the Bible, but just in general, that we can share with others. The one thing is if we look at the created order, look at creation, look at the world, a lot of complexities. There's the systems that have to all be in place, they have to all be working systematically together. And there's some who think it just happened by chance. Well, that's not reasonable, for one. It's not logical. It just happened by chance. Mathematically, it doesn't make any sense. Because statistically, it's really quite impossible to have this all happen by chance. And then scientifically, it's not scientific. Yeah. Again, some people confuse science with, some people actually think science is like a new religion. But science is what science does. It just looks at things and observes how they work and then has an explanation for why it does that way, why it works that way. Well, if you think about it scientifically, you could say that an all-powerful being created the world. I mean, from what we see, from what we observe, that makes sense. It has to be an all-powerful being that created the world and all the intricacies and things, how it's all connected. That makes sense. It's scientific. So for us really to share, hey, God is displayed in his creation. St. Paul talks about this, that his creation, God's creation, from when creation happened, has actually shown his invisible attributes of power and divinity. Creation has shown us this. We can actually perceive and understand the Creator from creation. And that's one of the reasons, God made it. It's just, like the stars and the universe. It's just so immense. But God wanted it so that creation could draw us to him, show us to a God. If you look throughout the world at the various cultures, they would acknowledge a God. When Paul went to Athens, when he was on his journeys, he went to one of the temples there, and in a stone it said, "To an unknown God." And Paul said to the Athenians that God, that's the God of, Christian God. That's the one true God that you're actually acknowledging. So God wants us through the creation to be drawn to him. Again, God wants us to choose it. He doesn't want to overpower our wills. But he gives us enough information so we can choose God, to acknowledge God. So that's one way is, when we're talking with other people, it's like, look at the created order. There has to be a God. Second thing is, you know, if how did this all come to be? How did we come into existence? How did the world come into existence? So something or someone had to create it all. Well then, okay, so you could say, well, somebody or something created it, but then how were they created? And how were they created? You have to go back to how did it all begin? You think about this, it's kind of mind-boggling. If nothing existed, what would there be? So there has to be someone or some, it has to be a being that always existed. That's God. So that's another way we can say, hey, there has to be some being that always was, always existed, and will always be, and holds everything into existence, and that is God. Third thing we can talk about, and that is, some might say, well, why would a God have, like, evil and create bad things in the world if it's really a good God? Well, this is the thing about free will and choices. God created us, created beings, so that they could love him. And if you have to have free will to love God. You have to be able to choose. And so some might think, well, you know, we live in a world with corruption and sin and disease and death and all kinds of bad things, you know, tornadoes and hurricanes and all this stuff. It's just like, why would a good God create such a world? Remember, God didn't create that world. He created a world. Well, he created it, but it's fallen. You know, when God created it, if you read Genesis chapter 1, in 6 days God created it. And if you read it, it's like, and it was very good. God said, you know, it says in Scripture, and it was very good. So when God created it, it was pristine. It was pristine. There wasn't any sin and death when God created it. There wasn't disease or sickness or anything like that. But when Adam and Eve sinned, that's when sin and death entered into the world. I mean, God was not kidding when he said, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, you're going to die. Well, they did. So what happened was, is obviously sin and death entered into the world. It was corrupted. So this is the thing, you know, that God didn't create it this way. But through sin, sin has affected it. Even the flood, you know, there's a lot of evidence that there was a worldwide flood. Some debate this, but there, you know, it says in the Bible, and there's so much evidence that there was a flood. Well, the flood, why did God send the flood? Because, well, it was sin. It was only Noah's family that survived the flood. And so it seems, if you really look at it, that the conditions of the earth before the flood were quite different than they are now. Seems like the earth was maybe more temperate. So the earth and its climate and things have changed since God created it. You have more variations in weather patterns and hurricanes and all these kind of things because it seems after the flood it's changed. But the flood was a result of sin. So again, it's sin and death and things have entered into the world. But that's not the way God created it. Now, certainly God sustains it now, but still, we're negatively impacted by sin, obviously. But there's hope because, you know, Jesus has come. He's come to redeem the world. If you read St. Paul, he talks about that all creation is groaning in labor pains even until now. And we ourselves groan in labor pains as we await the redemption, the salvation of our bodies. You know, so ultimately it's Jesus Christ. This is the God the Father sends his Son, Jesus. He sends his Son into the world to save the world from corruption and sin. Jesus actually, if you read the book of Revelation, will come and destroy death itself. There'll be a new heavens and a new earth. So this is what, you know, God has in store for us. So some of the things we can share, you know, with others about God. God is good. God created everything and helps us to come to see him. God is three persons and one God. He sent his Son Jesus to save us. So something for us really to acknowledge, we as being Trinitarian people, really to acknowledge that. Share the good news. share that there is indeed a God, and God is good. And we're called to honor him and bless him and give him praise and worship. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.